worship your music.
Good to go. A-OK. Turn over the reels.
Spooling.
Spooling.
Speeding.
Audio recordio.
Up to speed.
Talk on the fork. What does that mean? These are all... that's just a behind-the-scenes glimpse there of the kind of technical talk that goes on while we're recording this podcast. Right, Adam?
Any young band...
will know exactly what all those phrases mean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Be made up.
Here at the home of the Adam and Joe Coke New Music Podcast. Welcome to the Adam and Joe Coke New Music Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and a very Merry Christmas to everybody. This is our Christmas special. And of course, Christmas is a particularly lovely time for people.
And for music as well.
And for music. It's when heartwarming music gets made, isn't it? It's when rock bands who are otherwise concerned with being tough and naughty... embrace their loving side and are unafraid to sing with choirs of children about simple things like love and greed.
This month, we are delving in to some extraordinary new music.
To Santa's sack.
Santa's sack, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what people say on Christmas shows, isn't it?
Yeah, they make dirty.
That's one of the three jokes that people wheel out at Christmas time.
Santa's sack is not one that's done the rounds on many shows that I've been watching.
There's a lot of references to Santa's sack on children's shows.
No, really?
Yeah, because mums and dads have a giggle and the kids don't know what's going on.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Children's shows have gone down the toilet. And what are the other two jokes?
Something about a grotto. I'm not sure what it is.
What about hot nuts?
Yes, that's the other one. Hot chestnuts.
That's not a real one, is it?
They're not actual jokes. They're just innuendonic.
Tinsel, pixies, can I feel your presence?
Yeah.
Darth Vader, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an exciting month for us because we have amazing new music from the United Kingdom, Denmark, and Switzerland. But let's kick off this month with a track from a band called Backslash. Now, of course, that's a kind of an internet reference, isn't it?
But yeah.
The word backslash will always make me think of someone just whittling on someone's back.
Yeah, you're in a queue and you're bored of how slowly the queue's moving. You need to go to the loo. You don't want to lose your place in the queue. So you just have a slash on the back of the person in front of you.
Yeah, backslash.
A backslash. Now, the key to this is that the person is wearing a heavy coat. They can't tell.
No.
Until they get home and hang the coat up. And there's a stink of urine in the house that develops over the next day. What? Where is that smell of wee coming from?
This is Christmassy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I forgot to mention.
What?
It's Santa. Santa's doing it. It was Santa what done it in the queue.
He was desperate.
On the back of an elf.
So here we go with Backslash. This is a track called Sing This Song. Check this out, will you?
So there we go. That was Sing This Song by Backslash from Switzerland. What did you think of that, Adam Buxton?
Well, it was sort of...
It was very confident.
Yeah.
It was assertive. It was very professionally played.
Nicely produced.
Nicely produced.
That's what you say when you want to do a bit of faint praise, isn't it, about something. Hey, the production's amazing.
Amazing.
Did you produce that yourself? Good bit of production there. You really produced all over the arse of the thing.
I had some trouble with some of the words.
Like what?
Like, I swear I could sleep between your lines.
Was it lines or lies?
Lies.
Lies.
I could sleep between those lies. Doesn't mean anything either way, does
it? Well, she tells so many lies that he can make a nice comfy bed out of them.
Well, in what way?
Just pile them all up and sleep between them. Have a little nap between the lies. Thanks for the lies. I'm going to have a little nap in them.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And then later he says, 1,000 cigarettes are lying on the floor. Heaven found what I'm looking for. The key to my door.
Have you not been in that situation?
I'm desperate for a ciggy. Ah, so badly. Please, God, give me some ciggies. Oh, I need a ciggy.
Well, he's got 1,000.
And they've fallen from the sky.
Right. Where does it say that? It doesn't say they've fallen from the sky.
That man needs some cigarettes. That's God talking. Sprinkles him with ciggies. I just don't think God would do that. I don't think heaven's in the cigarette business.
Backslash one, the Swiss national sound check.
What's that?
It's a big competition, I believe, that Coke have something to do with it, in fact.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just a competition to do the best sound check.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Really? So yeah. So they didn't win it for their music, just their tuning up?
Yeah. Their sound check was like this.
Two.
That's good.
Two. Checking.
sibilance. Ho, 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 ho.
That's really good. I'm not surprised they won.
Yeah, it was revolutionary because no one had made those noises before. Usually they just go one, two, one, two, that kind of thing. But they won the sound check for that.
So staying in Switzerland, here's another track. This is by The Cleans. This is called Would You Be Around?
That was The Cleans. Cleans spelt with a K. And Would You Be Around? They were the second of our two bands from Switzerland this month. And a very kind of muscular, you know, funky Red Hot Chili Peppers style groove they're working there.
Now, you know, one of the things I like most about Christmas is Christmas adverts on TV.
Mm.
And the other day I was flicking through channels and I found some very peculiar adverts on a lesser known cable channel.
Right.
One of them was for a meat company that specialised in supplying Christmas meats.
Mm.
Turkey, bacon, chops, festive meats.
Awful.
And so to represent their range of meats, they'd produced quite a startling graphic, a Christmas-themed graphic. And it was a snow globe full of meat.
Oh.
It was a snow globe with different meats in it, but they'd either enlarged or shrunken the meats, so they were all the same, similar sort of size. A turkey, a rasher of bacon.
What, floating around
chop.
As if it was
yeah,
snow?
Yeah, they're all floating around as if in a snow globe, as if you might like a meaty snow globe, that you'd give a little shake and you'd enjoy all the different festive meats.
Yeah.
As if that wasn't enough. The meat snow globe vanished, and onto the screen came an advert for cosmetic surgery.
Uh-huh.
And it featured a picture of a woman lying on her front, foreshortened in such a way that her bottom looked very, very big.
Yeah.
And it was quite similar to the meats. And it was suggesting that for Christmas you might get a bit of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Surgery. A bit of plastic surgery and maybe have your bum made smaller for Christmas.
Right.
Or your nose reshaped for Christmas. And you know, there were an extraordinary couple of ads. And I thought, well, maybe those two businesses are connected.
Right.
Maybe you get a big lump of cellulite sliced off your bottom.
Yeah.
Cook it up for Christmas.
Nice rasher of body.
Serve it to your rellies. Oh, this is a nice roast. It's an unusual meat. What is it? It's my bum. I had it chopped off and I've stuck it in the oven and cooked it. I mean, for a family without much money to spend over the festive season, that might be a useful way to kill two birds with one stone.
As it were.
And you could look much trimmer this season.
Yeah.
Julie, can I just say that this Christmas was, I thought, the best one for years. The turkey, or whatever it was delicious and so tender. And you look gorgeous,
your
can I just
figure
say.
Is really improved.
It's funny, isn't it, that the more we seem to eat round here, the better you look.
The trimmer you look. There's a festive thought. We might set up that business, listeners.
Yeah.
What would we call it?
Cannibal Christmas. Sorry, listeners, we've got biscuits in the studio. We're just investigating. They're very high class.
Look at that biscuit.
Joe's made kind of a hot dog out of a chocolate finger and two white chocolate-coated wafers.
It's Christmas. You're allowed to eat biscuits at any point, legally speaking.
Legally,
over Christmas, anyone's allowed to eat biscuits at any point.
There's a biscuit amnesty.
Even during the recording of this podcast.
That's right. So, in fact, it's encouraged. At other times of the year, of course, particularly
this
early
would not be
year.
On.
No,
it wouldn't be on.
This would not be on.
You'd that's just not on.
You could spend a night in the cells for just a jammy
dodger. But at the moment, it's on.
Yes,
it is on.
Totally on. It's sanctioned by Santa.
Hey!
Hey!
I just walked in there and I heard you say something. What the f*** is going on?
How are you doing?
Nice to see you. Oh, Christmas special. Oh, the biscuits are out.
The biscuits.
Yay. All right.
Now we're very excited to be joined by Eddie Temple Morris. Hello, Eddie.
I can tell. You're visibly quivering.
We like to meet new people, you know, exciting people like you.
Handsome people. We don't come across good-looking men that often.
Really? Is television not, just crawling with extremely good-looking people
TV
on
recently?
Vigorous amounts of drugs?
Especially in comedy. Everybody in TV comedy is grotesque. That's what's funny about them.
Eddie's very attractive, listeners. We should describe him right now. He's got a sort of shock of black hair, very intelligent-looking glasses, Mediterranean sort of skin tone.
He's got a little greying bits, though.
Yes.
Man. Are you pleased with those? They look great.
Yeah, you know, distinguished. Dying is lying, I say.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I like my badger look, my sort of white walls look, you know.
Yeah, nice. It looks great, man. The tips of some of his shaggy hair are stylishly grey, and then he's wearing a jet black jumper and a white shirt. Yeah. And he's got his sleeves pulled up to reveal some highly fashionable bracelets.
And tanned arms. Interestingly, these are the seven deadly sins, which I've just bought myself for, as an advanced Christmas present.
What, in bracelet form?
Yeah, but there's only six of them because Envy snapped off yesterday.
Really?
But yeah, you know, I'm
stolen
really
by someone
them.
Who was jealous of them.
Probably, hey, right? Was literally envious, yes.
So what are you going to do? Do they give you, like, carte blanche to sin?
Well, it's just a reminder to just break one every day.
I think.
Well, you know, I just had a fantastic lunch, so gluttony is ticked off for today.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, lust is
then.
The closest to my heart, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's nice being reminded of them, you know.
You are a sickeningly bad example for young people. And we're very glad to have you here. You're in the right
place.
Well,
you know, I'm glad to be here. And the first track that I've chosen today was specifically for you, Joe.
For me, really?
Yes, because last time I sensed that you were a little frightened with what I chose some quite ferocious drum and bass, and I sensed that you were scared.
You were scared,
and that perhaps you like music that is a little more light in the loafer.
Light in the loafer?
He means gay, Joe.
Yes. I thought maybe, you know, well, no, I mean, joking apart, you said, please, Eddie, can you choose something a little bit more mellow, perhaps a girl singing with a guitar or something like that.
Yeah,
and I haven't quite gone that far, but I've chosen something which I think is incredibly uplifting, really beautiful. It's the kind of track that you can imagine on a million chill albums in the next year.
Gay.
Look, you can't use that word in that way anymore.
The word now has a meaning that's shifted.
Yeah.
And it doesn't not. It's not a homophobic slur to accuse something of being gay.
Exactly.
It's a word that also can be used to mean a little bit lame. So, as amazing as it is, let's hear the piece of music. Eddie, is there anything else that you need to say about it?
Yeah, but perhaps the name and the name of the artist and the title would be traditional at this point. It's by a public symphony, they're called. Entirely unsigned, and the track is called White Dove. I thought that was lovely.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I liked it a lot. It reminds me a bit of Groove Armada.
Well, okay. It's sort of in that genre of scented candle music. That's what I think of. You know, like 07.
Relaxation takes.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the kind of track you can imagine licensed to 100 chill compilations.
Right.
You know?
Yes, or played on some kind of holiday programme.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
To a montage of the best beaches in Crete. For instance.
But here's an interesting thing. See, it was a little bit gay, but it was very, very good. So, bangos the theory that gay means a little bit lame, because you can actually have something that's gay that is actually very good as well.
That's quite true, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, you know, like New York house music,
for
example.
Yeah, well, we're hoping people wouldn't. Yes,
it's,
exactly.
It's pretty gay, but some of it's really good.
Yeah.
And some of it is gay in both senses of the word, like Bent, for example, who are not dissimilar as kind of noodly, chilled out electronic maestros.
Yes.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Are they a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, well, they are two producers from Nottingham who make that kind of, you know, Groove Armada, Kenobi sort of.
Right.
They specialise in, well, we're going a bit off the point, but they'll buy like cheesy James Last records from car boot sales and then make really cool kind of like beats records out of them.
Yeah. Nice to hear good synthy sounds as well, good electronic sounds that have been a bit out of fashion, haven't they, in terms of, they're used for adornment by a lot of indie bands and guitar bands, but there aren't a lot of purely electronic bands.
Yeah, well, you know, I take massive encouragement from that track as being, you know, an unsigned track uploaded to Coke Music. That is so well produced. It sounds like the kind of thing that you'd buy, you know, you'd go on a holiday somewhere like Ibiza and buy a chill compilation with that on. It just sounds totally polished and, you know, just really nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? And that's presumably the kind of thing that someone's just done in their front room or whatever.
Yeah, I have no doubt that was probably, you know, done in a bedroom and, you know, for a fiver, and it sounds like it could have been cost £500,000 and been recorded in Compass Point, Nassau.
Yeah. That was excellent. What else have you got for us, Eddie?
Well, by contrast, I've got something. I'm going a little bit urban on you. I'm going a little bit urban on your asses.
Oh,
I like it. Yes. I've got this new British, there's quite a buzz about him, and I'm really glad that he's uploaded a track. He's called Fraser with a Z. And he is, every now and again, you know, the Americans, they get all sort of like, oh my God, there's something that's British and hip hop and good.
Where's he from, Fraser?
I think he's from London. And he's he's got like a bajillion friends on his MySpace, which is Fraser 2. You can get info on him on on Coke Music, and it's just he's got this like thing that he's got that sort of Eminem thing where good lyrics that make you smile and make you think a bit. So he's got those bases covered. The thing that I don't like about hip hop
a lot of hip hop is the sort of misogyny. I don't like the sort of I'm being really mean to my woman and I'm the greatest thing and I've got an enormous penis and all that sort of stuff. I like it when hip hop makes me
what
think.
What if I do?
Well, that would be, you know, it would be one thing to have it, yeah. And another thing to tell everybody yeah. that you
do
got it.
And that doesn't excuse that doesn't excuse how mean I've been to my woman. No. But he does have a very big. I do have a very big penis. But like, you know what, Eddie Temple Morris, I love hip hop.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd say if you're pandering to my personal tastes,
really,
I'm more interested in hip hop than I am that previous track, well, ambient chill out music.
I would be really, really interested to know what you thought of this then, because you know, it's presumably you do you like mostly American hip hop?
I like all sorts of hip hop. I like people like Sway quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So I like British hip hop as well.
Now, is this that kind of genre of hip hop where it's a sort of urban white bloke doing a sort of unashamedly urban white bloke thing, but in the hip hop milieu, a bit like Plan B, maybe?
I don't know. I'm hoping you like this. I mean, I chose it. I chose it for another reason, because for me, it's got a Christmas vibe about it, and this being your Christmas special,
Christmas hip hop.
Well, it's a Christmas hip hop. Perhaps is a genre that wouldn't cross over.
Can we think of some Christmas hip hop?
Well, another thing, it's a James Bond. Yeah. It's a James Bond pastiche. And ooh. Christmas for me is about eating vast quantities of protein, consuming so much alcohol that my liver sort of goes into shutdown, and then you sit down in front of James Bond and launch air biscuits. That's what Christmas is all about.
I'm not coming round to your house this Christmas. That sounds revolting. Let's hear the track.
Fraser, this is called Man with the Golden Mic. So over to our hip-hop expert for an appraisal.
Hip-hop expert liked that.
Ace!
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? I mean, it's very much from, as you say, from the Eminem school of kind of cartoony hip-hop.
Boom.
With kind of mocking noises. La, 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 la.
Yeah, yeah. But then in the nice sort of like orchestral James Bond stab in there to remind you what the pastiche is about.
Yeah, yeah, but lyrically that's really good, isn't it? Really dense and a good story and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand the story, Dad. He's going on a mission. Why is the what industry is going to stay retarded?
The hip-hop industry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very important. You see, it's very important for British hip-hop to succeed, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. And they're always, I think they're sort of, you know, always being shackled or see themselves as being shackled by America and never take them seriously.
Right. Well, for years, I remember when I was a nipper and just getting into hip-hop, it was impossible to have a legitimate British MC, wasn't it? Just by having a British accent would make you a laughing stock.
Like Derek B.
Yeah. He did quite well, didn't he?
He was good, record. Yeah. Can you remember any of Derek B's one?
My DJ Derek B is best, checking out all rookies who fail the test.
Come you want to know who's the best in town?
Come on everybody and just the forget town. That kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
But it's come on a long way, and that's really good. You know, I mean, he's clearly really talented, and if I was him, I'd try and come off the stuff that sounds very similar to Eminem. Don't you think, Adam Buxton?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because that shows serious promise, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that
he's
is the most
very talented.
You know, that is the most like Eminem that I've ever heard him.
Yeah,
the first I found him first because he sent me a couple of mashups. You know, he sent me a couple of like him doing sort of mixtape stuff. He had one like rapping over Fame by David Bowie,
cool.
And one rapping over I can't remember, maybe Elvis Costello and the Attractions or something like that. And it's just I like it when hip hoppers do that, and it gives you that sort of blast of familiarity that you can get your teeth into it, and then you know you
absolutely
like through the back door.
Yeah,
the and more unexpected, the better.
What a clever use of the kind of the briefing by Q at the beginning there to turn that into the opening of the rap.
That was my favourite bit. You know why? Because I thought, because it was so funny to hear that accent, and he does the middle class accent quite well. It's more posh, isn't it, that he was doing there. But it sounded really unusual and funny to hear someone rapping really well with that accent done properly. Do you know what I mean?
Excellent. Good. So mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. More hip hop, please. Lovely little samples in there as well. Great little sample of the music from The Spy Who Loved Me. One of my favourite Bond scores.
One of the best Bond films as well.
Really funky. Do you remember The Spy Who Loved Me? With
Barbara
amazing,
Bach.
Yeah. That amazing ski chase. Yeah. Really, kind of the only funky 70s, even though, was it 70s or early 80s? It was 70s,
late
wasn't
70s,
it?
Yeah. Was that, and was that Nobody Does It Better? Was that the theme tune for that?
The Spy Who Loved Me.
And there's that lovely little squishy sound that he's got there and the break in one of the breaks there.
Excellent. I'm really glad you like that. And I know Fraser will be really chuffed that you like that as well.
Yay.
I wonder if he spells his name Fraser like P-H or is it just F?
No, it's F-R-A-Z-E-R.
He's missing a trick there, surely. For a rapper, because it'd be like, it's got phrases. It's using phrases.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah?
Oh, like Fraser. The Fraser.
It's like the laser Fraser. Yeah? Come on, tell him that. He's missing a trick. He can have that.
You can have that for free.
I'm the laser Fraser.
That's your LP number one title sorted, mate.
As usual, another great selection. Yeah, we'll be looking out for Fraser and also Public Symphony. Thanks, Eddie.
You're really welcome.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
As usual, a delight, an absolute delight to see Eddie from the Temple of Morris. Thank you, Eddie. Let's have some more music now. What have we got, Joe?
This is a track from Denmark by a band called Port Largo. This is called Another State.
Well, that was Port Largo with a song called Another State. They're from Denmark. I thought that was excellent.
I like that as well. It was very atmospheric, wasn't it? And pretty good drumming, switching up all over the place there.
Mm, reminded me of The Cure. I know it's very sort of reductive to always say that these bands just sound like someone else, but they all, you know, they inevitably do. And that's not a bad thing to sound like.
They're good.
Very good.
Well done, Port Largo.
Well done, Thomas from Denmark, for picking that one out for us. Thank you very much, Thomas. And let's see what else Thomas has got up his sleeves.
Well, what did you drink of what, when, what do you like, what? Did you like, what? Did you hear the twink, what? Do you like, which one do I want?
Are you Gemstar?
Yes, I am.
That was Gemstar with Rule of Living.
Yeah.
And that was from Denmark.
I like that.
Talk to me like Gemstar. That was very good, wasn't it?
It was good. He's talented.
Double
he's like
whammy
a kind
from
of,
Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark really bringing up the goods, bringing off the stuff. Yeah, some sort of phrase like that.
There you go.
Doing on the sounds.
No, no, stop it.
No.
Ooh.
He drives a funky car. He's probably a bit like the...
He's probably a bit like JK.
A bit like JK. He likes his writing.
But that's good. It'd be interesting to hear some more of his stuff and see if like it all sounded exactly the same. Like JK.
Yeah, but come on, let's not, because JK sounds just like other people, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, JK in and of himself is highly derivative in a good way.
In a good way. It's a marvellous pastiche.
Yeah. So
you know those the adverts for Jamiroquai's greatest hits?
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell if like you're listening to different tracks or not when they just play a few seconds of them. They blend so seamlessly into each other.
It's really very difficult to tell one from another.
Good cover, though.
Good
kind
cover.
Of a riff on the Planet of the Apes when they find the crown of the Statue of Liberty in the sand.
Right.
But instead, it's JK's spiky metal helmet in the sand.
Oh.
It's clever.
He's been there for years.
That's what happens if you smoke a lot of weed.
And drive.
You get very clever.
A lot of cars.
Mm.
Yeah, so Gemstar, though, two thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert here.
We like that a lot. That would be very nice on a long motorway journey.
Absolutely.
What do you want?
In a sexy car, sat next to a sexy woman from a sex town, going to a sex party. Would you like to hear some sexy music, lady?
No, thanks. Shut up. Put on M People and shut your mouth, otherwise I'll never give you nothing dirty.
Oh, what a disappointing day that would be. And now, ladies and gentlemen, after 3 tense months, it's time finally to resolve our Canthems competition. Joe, can you just remind us what this was?
Well, the Canthems competition was a competition to find the best piece of music played entirely using a Coca-Cola can.
Whose idea was it?
Not mine.
It wasn't mine, although I championed the idea.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a bad idea and that it wouldn't work, and I was right. Because, you know, on normal competitions, on like TV shows and things, at this point they'd usually drag in a big sack of letters and go, we've had thousands of entries and selecting the winner's been literally impossible because the standard was so high. It's not the case. That's not the case with this competition. We've had 3 entries, right? And the standard was very, very low.
There's one from a guy called Carl Erik Ostlund. And he's from Sweden. He's a Swede man.
What does that mean?
Well, let's listen to the piece of music that he sent
in.
A reminder. This is played entirely using a Coke can. It had to be a Coke can. It wasn't my idea. Well,
Well, that was pretty good.
That was good. That was the Coke jingle.
It's the Coke jingle.
He's clever.
If that had been me, maybe what I would have done is the holidays are coming, holidays are coming. Because that's one of my favourite ads, when the Coke...
It's convenient.
When the Coke trucks start rolling in.
Yeah.
You know? I genuinely get excited.
Do you?
Although I think at the end, you know, at the end of the festivities in January, they should have a depressing one where all the trucks leave and there's just a load of rubbish left in their way. All the trucks are going, all the trucks are going, all the trucks are going. Holidays are finished, holidays are finished. Life will get depressing. Celebrity Big Brother, not Celebrity Big Brother again. Oh God.
Let's hear the other runner-up. This is from Bruce Woodhouse from Bow in London. Good as well.
That was good, although I mean I'm in a very suspicious frame of mind now, and I was thinking that some of the sounds on there were very similar to the previous track, the Carl Eric Austin one. I'm pretty sure, you know, the way that Prince's music all sounded exactly the same because he used the same drum machine.
They're treating us like children.
I was the same
deal with it. If no one's entered the competition, that's fine. We can deal with it. We don't need to, like, entertain these Fakerzoid entries. That's if they are Fakerzoid.
Right.
But who knows? Bruce Woodhouse from Bow in London might just be very lonely. Bored. And also talented. He produces a piece of lonely, bored and talented noise like that.
Right. The thing is that we don't actually have physical pictorial proof that these people are sort of regular legitimate competition entrants, right? And the only person that we have that proof from is the supplier of this next piece of music.
And this is the winning piece of music. This piece of music, once again played entirely on a Coke can, was sent to us by Chris Morley, and he is the winner of the Canthem competition. Chris Morley, who's won that, has actually won a prize that's worth winning, and that puts a whole different patina on the Shabazz of the competition, doesn't it? He's won 50 iTunes credits.
That's a good prize, man. That's like five albums.
Yeah.
So thank you very much indeed, Chris, for being part of what is perhaps
the least successful
competition in history.
Yeah.
In history, in the history of mankind. Like, of
the
any competition.
Fewest entries ever.
So that's exciting, man, that you were a part of that. Well, anyway, folks, that's pretty much all we've got time for this month. Thank you very much indeed for listening to these podcasts so far this year. And I do hope you'll rejoin us in 2007 for more excellent music and good times.
Have a great Christmas. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Take care. Bye.